Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. I have missed you. My name is Audrey, and I'm with you tonight to celebrate and to share. Today actually is the fall equinox, the International Day of Peace, and the eve of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Allow yourself to feel the bath, the bliss, in the miracle of creation. We shall start with our breathing attunement, and then we will segue into our affirmation blessing. Sit in a comfortable place. Remove your shoes. If you're doing something, let me put this caveat in first. If you are doing something that requires your full attention, such as driving a car, then absolutely put your full attention on that which you are doing and have this be background. However, if you are able to devote yourself thoroughly, wholeheartedly, and completely to what is being shared and given here, bless yourself and do that. Get comfortable. Then anything you're wearing that might be tight. Remove your shoes. Certainly loosen any buttons by the collar or the cuff or the waist or anything that might feel at all constricting, so that you can fully relax and you can fully participate. Take in a nice, deep, full, thorough, gentle breath into your heart. Hold. And gently and softly exhale. Let go. Breathe in again, golden, sparkling, white light energy into your diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold. And softly release. Exhale. Let go. Breathe in again, blue, blue, silver, silvery blue, swirls of energy in and around your heart. Allowing peace, protection, interdimensional connection on high planes. And now gently exhale. Let go. Let go. Breathing again, swirling, swirling. Spirals of golden, soft yellow and white energy from the crown of your body right down the crown of your head, down through your spinal cord and coming out the bottom of your body. Release. Breathe in swirling pink, fuchsia, salmon, peach. Sparkles of energy and light into your skin, your atoms, your molecules, the quanta that makes you up, beyond to the thought pattern that you are, into something much more infinitesimal than that. Hold and release. Like a nova, a starburst, in tiny little bits of gold and silver, and breathe in clear, iridescent, sparkling energy of love, light, wholeness, completion, newness, shifting realities, allowing yourself to morph into a higher frequency. As you also are centered and balanced on the earth realm. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and slowly and easily exhale. Our affirmation for today is, I am that I am. And I allow myself to be. I am that I am. And I allow myself to be. Say it. Feel it. Allow it. Sway, move, dance, and be silent with it. I am that I am. And I allow myself to be. So what are we that we allow ourselves to be? And I am that I am. What? What is this thing? Peace. P-E-A-C-E, peace. Peace is that infinitesimal energy of aliveness, love, beauty, allowance, openness, and grace that exists in our core, from which some of the most incredible and astounding creativity springs. Peace can be quiet. It can be exciting. Peace can be soft. And it also can be very strong. Peace sustains us, builds us, moves us forward. And although generally thought of as a noun, also a verb. The energy and the motive and the way of acting, it's the acting itself. When someone peacifies themselves, they align and up-level their energy. And this International Day of Peace, today, with people meditating, praying, connecting throughout the planet, we shall take this next moment to be silent, to fill with love, agape, unconditional. Allow to receive. Receive love, to be love, to emit love, to send love, to attract love, to be, and grace, and peace. Now, to really be in touch with and emanate this peace, part of what is required is some kind of practice, various practices, more than one practice, daily, to hone this. Meditation, breathing, surrounding oneself with beauty, nature, soft voices, loving companionship, self-loving self, connection to source, laughter, play, accomplishment, stillness, quietude. Pick any, pick all, yoga. Compatible beings. Folks, there are many changes upon us. They've been going on for quite a while. And when a friend and I were doing some channeling with each other, I was shown that we have a few more years and some intensity of situations. And if we allow ourselves individually and collectively to evolve, consciously evolve, internally, externally, beyond space, time, whatever, I may not even know yet. So allow your imaginations to flourish beyond realms that we even know how to language. We shall see amazing things. We shall be amazing things. Perhaps some of the inner workings of our mind will even open for those beings that are so evolved. They can handle it productively. That is not most people at this time. Now, I know that there are rampaging egos running amok in this country and other countries. Occasionally it might be you or I. However, there are egos running amok, some of them in a seemingly positions of power or financial wealth or seeming control. I'm saying to you and understand these are children. These are children. Not only not knowing how to behave, behaving badly. And even though they are beyond the chronological age of children, for sure, nonetheless, they are children. They are young souls who, because of whatever talent they may have, whether it's knowing how to create finances, whether it's knowing how to grab power, whether it's knowing how to manipulate or ridicule, rather than give time and attention to that, put your time and attention in love, productivity, humans that actually are doing things within themselves and in the world to enhance the quality of life for most people on the planet. I say most because it's always a choice. People have to choose, any of us, and take some kind of step, whatever is your step, to enhance this and do so peacefully. Should you find that sometimes less peaceful emotions are flowing through you, stop. Breathe. Breathe. Go to your core. In our essence, whether we call it soul, essence, the spirit within, that is precious. Everyone has this, all of us. Even the naughty children. They may have forgotten, or they may not have even been in touch with it. Nonetheless, it is there. And yelling and screaming and beating is generally very ineffective. So rather than get caught up in that, as best as possible, lovingly extricate yourself from that, creating whatever completions you may be able to do, and create something else, loving, powerful, strong, beautiful, enrolling, with folks you already know or brand new people in your life, that makes a difference. There are many now. People are flourishing, even as some go through shift, challenge, even what may look like a downfall. People are flourishing. This is an amazing time. We've just had an eclipse. We're having another one come up on the 28th. We're having planetary oppositions and some squares as well as some sextiles. This is a time of shift and change. And whatever your life path, belief system, lack of belief system, anything may be, tomorrow night begins Yom Kippur, the day of at-one-ment. Take advantage of this opportunity, this multi-thousands of years opportunity, and look at everything you would like to shift, release, bring forth, uplift, tweak within yourself and your life. Your behavior, your belief system, your language, what you do, how you do, your practices, your habits, perhaps your addictions. The people in your life, are they supportive, nourishing people? Are they doing something to move themselves forward within themselves? Are they emanating love? That's moving someone oneself forward, emanating love. I'm certainly not referring only to something on the quote-unquote corporate ladder at all. Send them love. Refrain from getting caught up in anyone else's drama or soap opera. Allow yourself to flourish. Tweak your vibration to be that vibration of flourishment. Take what it is you're flourishing into and be that. Have fun. And as you release, let go, clear that which it's time to say goodbye to, whether you write it and burn it in a ceremony, whether you pray it away, whether you dissolve it in water and then flush it away. Bless it, thank it for sharing. Look at all of the lessons and initiations and growth steps you've had through any of this, what you emerged into. And find the gem, the gold, the diamond, the value in each encounter, situation, thing. With others, with yourself. grow and evolve, and then let it all go and have an open and clear playing field from which you can create newly and beautifully with an enhanced consciousness and mentality as a result of you letting go that which had ceased to serve you on a high plane. And as Esther Hicks or Abraham says, be in the vortex. Be in the vortex. This ego-centered stuff that humans can get caught up in is a trap. Enjoy the ego. However, the ego does not rule. It's like letting a little kid loose and asking them to take care of everything that they don't even know what the words mean, never mind how to take care of. You give a child a certain space that they could run around in, where they're protected. And then as they become more autonomous, they can have more. Breathe in love. Send it out. What is it you choose to create in your life this year? What is it you choose to create within yourself? What are your spiritual aspirations, emotional, relationship, professional, achievement, creative, on a creative level? What about family? Date it now. I choose to now manifest my mate and be with him. I choose for What If to be a global bestseller. I choose to move into my new home. 4 or 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a painting studio, and a gorgeous gallery, a garden, space for more, trees, my mate. Space for him for doing what is his talent and gift and hobby. I choose to flourish in health and wellness, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, internally, externally, financially. I choose to manifest money in the millions and go back to Africa, go forward to Africa. Build the Ashe Center. I choose to be part and parcel of the light workers on this planet. All of us manifest, enhance, connect, support one another and each other, and grow with beings from this plane and beyond. Past, present, future, evolving and moving forth. I choose joy and bliss and creativity for all who choose. I choose life and light, joyousness, invention, a clean planet, healthy people. I choose enhanced intelligence and intuition on the highest planes in politics, in business, in art, in food, in all other areas. I choose freedom. I choose self-determination and self-awareness and self-responsibility and self-love. All of us who so choose. with free will and free choice for all concerned. It's the autumn equinox. The night and the day are the same length of time. Balance. Balance as we enter the sign of Libra, the sign of balance. Happy birthday to all Librans, and definitely my daughter. And folks, if there's anyone, including yourself, with whom you are having an upset, go now to the cause of that upset. Allow yourself to know and tweak it. Tweak it. And go before that to possibility and brilliance and live from that and allow the upset to disperse, freeing yourself. Whether you choose to deal with the other person or situation, that's free will. And certainly I recommend dealing with people that you enhance each other rather than drag each other down. Let that go. And see if or when or what any responsibility you may have in any of that so that you may learn. So that I may learn, so that any of us may learn, because as long as one person learns something, it's in the human genome. People, there are such amazing good things going on. Go to meetups. Get out. Hug a tree. Dance under the moon. Bless yourself. Allow the living light of creation to dance with you. If you would like the opportunity to play, to dance, to shift, go to audrey.org, audrye.org, and order my brand new book, What If You Are and Life Is Miraculous. The very art in it itself will up-level your frequency, stimulate the cognitive brain. And the words will have you giggle and laugh, have you ponder, have you let your vocabulary expand, and you will feel better, higher, lighter, freer, more joyous. Do you look at and read the book than you did before? So not only you'll feel better, you'll feel good, you'll feel great, you'll feel happy, you'll feel positive, you'll feel peaceful, you'll feel playful, joyous, exuberant. What if you are and life is miraculous? Audrey, audrye.org. If you would like to reach me, the sessions, seminars, I'm putting new stuff together, call me at 888-757-3223. If you have a daycare center or a school and you would like to use this book for children, let me know. If you have a healing center, adults are loving this book. Teens are loving this book. And it is printed on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. The first and only book of its kind at this time that I have been able to determine. It helps you, your family, your friends, and on the planet. I am going to allow this show to have music, and I shall complete at this time with our closing blessing. May your life be filled with miracles. May you be aligned with your highest good all the time as you laugh and play and breathe. May life kiss you in your heart. May you hug life. Many blessings to you. And bye for now. This music is Soundscape. Ray Celestial Touch. Celestial Touch. And more. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be blessed and bye for now.